Keith Foley.
Last Frequencies of Where You Know. I'm here, Today FM. Today FM of Thursday, how are you doing? How are you doing? 12 minutes past 2 p.m, Ireland, good afternoon. Foley Show for a Thursday. And the gang's all here.
Yay!
Well, we're present. Are we all here, though?
Well, I'm here.
You, JP's?
I'm here.
Oh, here we go.
I can vouch for my presence.
Oh, he can't.
I feel great, actually.
He can't help himself!
Yeah. Fresh is a word
you
I'd say.
You can't help yourself.
No, I can't. You can't help yourself. By the sounds of it. How are we feeling today, Ray?
I'm feeling fresh. What's the word you use, fresh?
Yeah, fresh.
Fresh. I'm fresh. Mm. So we went out for an impromptu. I like the word impromptu. Mm. It makes a session of pints sound bright and breezy. And not like I've done lasting damage to my brain and liver.
Hang on a second. The drinks we went for yesterday were bright and breezy, as I remember.
The drinks you went for yesterday were bright and breezy. And then JP left, and it was a two drink thing. It was a two drink.
Yeah.
It was never going to be more than two.
We got some lovely news, like really wonderful, gorgeous news about you, actually, our dear listeners, yesterday. Like hugely surprising, mind-boggling news, but amazing news nonetheless about you guys. And as a result, we were like, well, we're going to go celebrate. So, but we're not going to go wild.
No, keep it low key
because it's Wednesday.
Correct.
And I'm presenting on Ireland AM in the morning.
Gotta be up early.
Up at 4:45 in the morning. So there's no way I'm going to make a night of it. I'm just going to be such a good... JP, I'm going to be such a good boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going
no
to be,
more than two, JP. No more than two.
So at 5 p.m, we gathered, we congregated in a local drinkery in Dublin City Centre. And we had the two...
I can vouch for it. I had two drinks.
We certainly had the two. Did we not have the two, Orla?
We had two. I definitely had two.
We had two.
You had two as well, right? Didn't you?
I definitely had two. Yeah. The end. Text and WhatsApp. So then JP left.
Because I'd had two drinks.
Stormed out the door.
As agreed. JP was like, and by that stage, of course, was, come on. We've gotten some good news. Come on, Jimmy. But his arm was not for twisting.
No,
he was gone. He stuck around. Actually, do you know what? In fairness, he didn't do your usual thing of like, I've had my two pints, goodbye. He actually hung around for a while just for the chats. Mm-hmm. Completed the conversation.
It was a good buzz. He didn't ghost us,
yeah. Well, come on now. Come on, you stay. Come on, Jimmy, come on.
No, I gotta go.
JP, come on.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna have something to eat.
Come on.
I'll make it an early night.
Ray, let go of my leg. Come on, Jimmy, come on. Come on. And then, unholy of unholies, the situation took a desperate turn for the worst when we were joined by Murrin O'Connell.
Uh-oh.
Then JP...
Status red.
He just couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Gone.
But then you see my whole argument of getting up early, because she was also getting up early because we were on the telly together this morning. So my whole argument shot to bits.
Right. Yeah, are you comparing yourself to Murrin?
This
is apples and oranges situation, right?
Yeah.
In FA Cup terms, this is Stevenage versus a non-league club versus Premier League club.
Murrin, when she goes for a drink, she's just topping herself up. Do you know? She's
getting back to her baseline after about six or seven. She's reaching parity.
So anyway, JP left. Then it was me and Orla and Murrin until about 10 o'clock last night, was
oof.
It?
I'd say so.
Yeah, oof.
That's
oof
a good shift. Yeah. That is a good shift.
We put the world to rights, though, didn't we, Orla?
Oh, God, yeah.
We sorted everything, didn't we?
And you want to see how much more sorting was done after you left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were your ears burning last night, JP? Right about 7 o'clock, I think, we really sorted you out. Right, let's do a roll call for you. Hi, by the way, 0874 100 102 today FM. West Westlife, World of Our Own. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. This is Today FM. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray. There's JP. Orla Ormond. Guys, Darren and Shaw, is that Pamela Joyce laughing in that video? Do you know what? That's exactly what Pamela Joyce sounds like.
Similar.
Like, no, apparently it's... Who was it? Alexandra texted and said that laugh is an audio clip from Brittany Broski.
All right.
Or Broski or Broski.
Who's she?
She's a TikTok content creator.
Oh.
And her laugh sounds like that. Hi, Ray. Mark on show and Dungarvan love the show.
Hey.
Mark. Love you back, brother. On Show Gang, I might go early today. I'm heading off to this new club for people my age. Wish me luck at the Coffin Club. Thanks for the tip, Ray, from Shane. Love the show. Hey. This is what we're talking about on Ireland AM this morning. There's a thing. It's a UK thing, but I guess they do that over here as well. Which is a... It's a coffin club where you organize, like... You know the way weddings aren't just like traditional weddings anymore in a church with the priest and you go through all the regular mass of a wedding. You can do any kind of wedding you like now. Well, the options are being explored in terms of funerals. You're like, you want to plan your funeral, you want it to be a bit weird, a bit kooky, you want to play different music, you want a different style, you want to decorate the coffin, do whatever you like. Make it more of a thing and personalize it more. It's called a coffin club.
Right, okay, well there you go.
Coffin club, I think, coffinclub.co.uk. That was an interesting chat. Hi lads, Kevin the Van on show. I'm sorry, as you may have noticed, I've not been in for the last week because I was playing a hooky in Tenerife.
Who? Tenerife? No recession around here.
I felt guilty-ish, but I'm back now and love the show. Love
hey.
The, sorry, love
oh.
the...
Oh.
Hey Ray, .. love the sun. I mean show.
Hey. Hey.
Kevin the Van being a smart arse. Ray, sorry to bother you again, but you're some legend of a radio presenter. Do you realise I'm Tom? What's that mean?
I don't know. Is he being genuine?
Or I can only presume that's sarcastic, Tom. Very kind of you, though. If you're attempting genuineness... Hi, Rain Gang. I'm on show, currently chasing Barry the Cash Guy down the motorway, trying to get that €20,000 cash out of the boot of his car before he gets to Wexford from D. Yeah, the amount of people, like gangs, like motorcycle gangs,
yeah,
and people in cars on lay-bys and the entire way down. Is that the N11 that goes down towards Wexford?
It would be, yeah.
Yeah. On the end of the hallway. That was like a scene out of Mad Max there for the entire evening, yesterday evening. Chasing Barry down with their leathers. That's from D. Cheers, D. And guys, if Whitney Houston played Whitney Houston and Kygo a couple of minutes ago, didn't I? If Whitney Houston had married Gene Pitney. All right.
Well, first of all, Gene Pitney liked men.
Oh, right, okay.
So that would have been an extraordinary coupling.
It could have been a married marriage of convenience.
Could have been.
Whitney could have been Pitney's beard. Whitney Pitney. Her name would have been Whitney Pitney. Cheers from Sarah. Sarah, thank you so much for that. And I tell you what, I'll give you 5 extra listener bonus
wow.
points for that. I mean, just because I'm feeling generous for Whitney Pitney. Write Sarah down there.
Sarah.
Or with a H, yep. Yeah.
And did you say 5?
5, yeah. 5 listener bonus points.
Is that with a PH or an F?
SARAH.
No, 5.
PHIFYV.
Ray Foley. Okay,
okay. I need you to stay. Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, and Stay. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. Bon Thursday. It is Thursday, isn't it?
It sure is.
Oh. I'm good at days. I'm great at days. That's how I got into the radio business.
Is it?
As a DJ, yeah.
Right.
The two criteria required for being a radio DJ.
What's that?
Knowing the day and knowing the time.
I knew you were going to say knowing the time. And to be fair to you, you've always been good at telling the time, particularly when there's a clock in front of you.
Well, a digital clock. I'm screwed when it comes to the one with the fingers and
analog.
The hands. Oh, forget that.
Things.
Oh, he's good. Don't ask him. He'll be there half the day.
Which one's the little hand again?
I'm okay when it's past, but when it's 2, I'll forget it. I'm counting backwards then from the top. But when it's past, I'm fine. When it's after, I'm fine.
People ask you, like, what do you need for your advice? Young up and coming DJs, do they ask you for...
When they come to me.
When they come before the throne that is Ray Foley's throne, kneel down, kiss your ring, and then ask you for advice on how to get into the business. You say, what do you say?
Well, little one, I say, Padawan, I say. Master, they say, master.
Do they?
And I say, well, Padawan, you have come to the Oracle. I say, you need three things.
Can I guess what the third one is?
Well, the first one, telling the time. Second, telling the day. What's the third one?
You need to be able to know your name and be able to say it out loud.
No, that is a good one, though. Yeah. Okay. Joe, I always feel a bit sketchy about this, the name saying thing. It's a weird, it's a psychotic sort of thing. Like, imagine going about your life in your real life, but as a radio DJ. So I am a radio DJ who has a real life. But imagine if in my real life, I needed to constantly remind people of my name.
Every 10 to 15 minutes, you're saying your name.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yes.
I'm inside and Dunn's buying six eggs at a packet of Coke and noodles. Hiya, Ray Foley here.
Hi, Ray Foley with you for the next 10 minutes while I buy me eggs.
I'm in getting a new pair of shoes. Hi, can I get... Hi, Ray Foley here. Can I get these in an 11 and a half? Just weird.
It is 3:42 in this shoe shop.
The other thing, the real thing that you have to do, Padawan, young one, you need to be able to talk all the way up to the point in the song where you stop talking.
Okay.
And say that, like, this is a complicated business. Yeah, yeah, watch this now. Yeah,
how does this work? Yeah.
Today FM, Padawan.
What's the time?
Half a dozen eggs, packet of Coke and noodles, size 11 and a half. Samantha Mumba, Today FM.
Perfect.
Did you like that, you say?
Tired.
14:36 p.m. Samantha Mumba, got to tell you, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Arding an afternoon. Texts and WhatsApps this afternoon are your voice notes. 0874-100-102. That laugh is Brendan O'Carroll from Dave in Dublin 15 on my holidays starting today. Davey's going off on his holidays. Enjoy your holly bops, Dahi. No, the laugh is, it sounds like Brendan O'Carroll a little bit, but it's not. Brendan O'Carroll's more, similar enough for it. No, it's not. It's some TikToker. And Mark's over there as well, I think. Hello, Mark.
Hey Ray, how's it going?
I'm good, man.
Just driving back to Wexford from Port Leash.
Very strong Port Leash,
isn't it?
Leash accent.
Yeah.
A thick Midlands accent there on your mark. So.
I just realised something.
What's that?
I've never seen you and Batman in the same room. Oh, yeah. I don't think that's coincidence.
Well, actually, Mark. The truth will out. I am DC's most overweight superhero.
Okay.
Fat man. Yeah, you go ahead, Superman. I'll sit here.
Did they have to stitch like two utility belts together?
It's stretchy, my utility belt.
It's elastic. Right, okay.
It's elasticated. Yeah. And the regular Batman has a utility belt where each of the individual items, they go, like, they've covered the belt the whole way around his waist.
Uh-huh.
But my one, because it's stretchy, it goes on around my waist. I click it together, and then each individual item is about 6 inches apart. The whole way around the circumference. Yeah, right, yeah,
okay,
uh-huh.
Okay, and tell me, has the mileage in the Batmobile been affected? Because it's carrying more weight.
Oh, it does,
it's
yeah.
It's gone right down, it
rides low.
Oh, we all laughed.
I'm always keeping an eye out for the apple green, the nearest app. I tell you,
it
powers.
Ray Foley. With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups, and salads. Always fresh.
He died then. He died. It wasn't long after that, then, that he went in for the first scan.
The ticker gave up.
just couldn't take. His heart was just so full of love. Stick around, we can nick him. And you too. Get out the tape measure, lads. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Nicki, will you come down from there?
She's up on the stepladder again, Nicki Minaj. Hey, Ireland, good afternoon. Starships from Nicki Minaj, you too as well. And Samantha Mumba. Was a baby coming over? Samantha Mumba?
No, it wasn't. It was the other song, wasn't it?
I've got to tell you, of course it was. Yeah, you're right. Jessica's over there. Hey, Jessica.
Woohoo! Samantha Bumba on the radio.
Oh, you're a Samantha Bumba fan, are you?
I just had a terrible flashback where I remember I actually wanted to take the name Samantha as my confirmation name. Huh? I actually probably wanted to take the full Samantha Bumba as my confirmation name.
That would be amazing.
One of the lesser saints, though.
Jessica Samantha Mumba Murphy.
Whatever. Yeah, I just loved her so much.
I'm hearing mostly car there, I have to say, Jessica. Yeah, sorry.
A lot of road noise.
Bye.
Bye.
Love the show.
Hey. Let me check if there's a... Is there a thing... Do they actually have to be a saint for your confirmation name? Is that an actual requirement?
I think they do, yeah.
I think that's a fiction, or that's a urban legend.
Really?
Urban legend. It was hardly an urban legend.
Well, it would be the church that would decide that.
It's a myth, I think. I think that's a made-up thing. You can use anything for your confirmation name. There is a Saint Samantha, though. And she's Irish.
Oh, there you go.
Saint Samantha Mumba. No, she's Saint Samantha. She's purportedly a Christian nun and abbess in early Christian Ireland. She died on the 19th of December in the year 739. Brother? Omero was also worth noting. Right, Harry Styles on Today FM. Things haven't been quite the same. Samantha Mumba's brother's name.
I get it.
What am I explaining? I'm losing.
Well, yeah, I get it.
Okay. Yeah. It's only been Omero. A couple of
days, I'd like to listen to this song.
Stop the lights. Robert Miles and Children, Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley for your Thursday afternoon. JP's here as well.
How you doing?
Orla Orman in the house.
Hello.
Hello indeed. And we're nearly there, nearly at the long bank holiday weekend. We're nearly at the August bank holiday weekend. And what were we talking about this morning? It was the All Together Now Festival's out in Waterford.
It is, yeah.
And Independence is on this weekend in Cork as well. Both big, massive festivals. And you know what? I know it's a cliche. It's a twee cliche at this stage. But after the last few years of lockdowns and nonsense and COVID and coughs and face masks, isn't it though? Isn't it great to see? I know, like I say, but it is genuinely great.
Walking around a festival in wellies and empty beer cups stacked on top of each other. Now that's a good time.
You're about to step in the mud there.
Oh,
that's a mucky patch. Yeah. Walk around in the grassy bit.
What is the quickest route to that stage? Because I know I was there earlier. Which way did you go? I'll meet you there.
I want to get noodles before we go there.
Who else needs to go to the toilet?
Check. Yeah. Okay. So Orla toilet, JP pints. I'll get the noodles.
I like standing here at the back of the tent. There's plenty of space, but we could move forward.
No, don't. I don't want to move forward.
You want to stand
sweaty
at the
up
back.
There. And okay. That's where all the weirdos are.
But I can't see all the way back here.
We'll give you a boost.
Exactly. You're one of the weirdos, and we'll just stand back here. So Bastille are going to be performing. They've performed before at Independence, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
We're going to be chatting to Dan from Bastille in a few minutes. And they have... I did... When we were out of work... I did Summer on Virgin Radio in the UK, in London. Just fill-ins and covers and that kind of thing. And they had a song out. Good Grief, I think is the name of it.
Yeah, that was one of their singles, yeah.
And it is one of my... it's on a playlist I have of my happy songs that I just love. Do you know the song?
Yeah. What would you little maniacs like to do first?
I love this song. Totally love it. So this is Good Grief. Well, I skim on a little bit.
Whoa.
Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you.
This is such a beautiful song.
Every stumble and each misfire.
I will never forget that summer in London. And I playing this song. Loving it. Not know where to get off on the tube. Trying to figure out Oyster cards.
Caught off guard.
Do you know, like, a song comes on, it just reminds you of, like, that moment in your life.
Yeah.
One of my happier songs. And they've got a new song coming out. Well, they've got next month, they're doing a re-release of their, like, a three-part re-release of their most recent album. They're getting rave reviews at the moment. Their new song, which is out today, is it?
It sure is.
They're releasing Revolution today.
There's a quiet revolution in my head. As we take another 365 around this mess. But a quiet revolution in my head. Don't mean anything unless I let it out.
Won't let the days fall, no night fall till change comes around. Watching the world spin away from us now. Hey, I don't want to go.
It's electro and it's funky.
There's a bit of Charlie Puth in there.
That's great. And they did the Marshmello song recently as well. I could forget that Bastille are on the Marshmello song.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
I can't not play Pompeii though, in fair. I mean, if I'm going to play it, I got to play it.
Performing live this weekend in Cork. Look out for them. Look out for the Bastille boys. We'll be chatting to Dan in a few minutes. Turn off for Pompeii, Bastille, on Today FM. Oh, it's going to be a good weekend. Bastille and Pompeii, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. And joining us from the band Bastille, I believe, if I twiddle that and turn that up, Dan Smith should be joining us. Hello, Dan.
Hello, how are you doing?
There he is. Hey.
Technology works. Hey.
It works, yeah, because I was just talking to Dan off the air a second ago. I was like, I've never done this. In my real, truly professional style, I've never done this before.
Setting the guest at ease. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're a real professional. How are you? First of all, where are you and how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, we're just in London doing some recording, and we're very excited tomorrow to head to Cork via Dublin for Independence.
All right, you're flying. Right, so I'd urge you to go carry on only if you can, because yeah. In terms of baggage.
We've travelled a little bit so far this summer and it's a mess everywhere. So we are on the bus, we're on the tour bus tomorrow. So we'll be getting,
that's the way to do it. Yeah, excellent. Good show.
The bus and the boat.
You're not going to lose your gear then in that case. You've done Independence before though, haven't you?
We have, yeah. It was really fun last time we did it. So yeah, we're excited to be back. You know, quite a lot's happened to everyone in the between times between then and now.
What did you do? You took it easy? Well, of course, you were releasing songs. There was a massive radio smash anyway with Marshmello last year. So you were keeping busy through it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess everyone reacted differently, didn't they? And for me, it was like, right, stay busy. What can we do? We were in the middle of making an album when everything locked down, and we just kind of carried on doing that. Made this slightly weird, futuristic sci-fi album called Give Me the Future. And I ran a film club on Instagram where we watched a different film from a different country every week. And then I took questions from all of our fans and put them to the director or one of the actors from the film, and had a little go at being a presenter, and was absolutely terrible at it. I hats off to all of you for the job you do. It's hard to keep a conversation going and also read notes.
You got the wrong show, I'm afraid, my friend. But yeah. Fair play. What were you presenting?
It was just a thing that we were doing, like a little film club.
The club itself. Because you are mad into movies and you're a film fan. What have you seen recently, or is there any recommendations you'd have for us of movies you've seen recently? Have you seen that Jurassic World with the dinosaurs in it?
I've never heard of it. What's that?
Stick with me, kid. It's a niche.
Indie film.
Little indie, up-and-coming little thing. But what have you watched recently that you liked?
I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is amazing. I went to go watch Jurassic World on a rooftop cinema in London, and they couldn't get the film to work, so they put on the Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Have you seen it?
The Nicolas Cage one.
Yeah, where he's playing himself. He's playing a washed up version of himself.
What did you make of that?
Well, I sort of thought it was going to be like Being John Malkovich. I thought it was going to be art house and really weird. And it's basically just a kind of stoner bro comedy.
Yeah.
Which is no bad thing. But it just, you know, when you go to the cinema and you're like, right, this is going to be challenging, put on my pretentious hat. And then they were just sort of like goofing around on acid. And just wasn't what I expected.
Yeah, it didn't live up to expectations. But the Everything Everywhere All at Once came out at the same time as the Scarlet Witch or the Doctor Strange thing, multiverse sort of vibes, but of course a much better version of it. Sure, we could talk about films all day. We could talk about movies. Talk about the, instead, we'll talk about the new album. Well, the old album. This is the super deluxe version of Give Me the Future. It's coming out shortly, a couple of weeks, is it?
It is, yeah. I as a fan of music and other bands, I hate it when people are like, hey, we've repackaged our album with a remix on the end. I think it's so lame and such a, like, I don't know, I think it's like taking advantage of fans. So the idea with this was we made a double album and we basically are releasing it in two halves. So Giving the Future came out last year, and this section is like Dreams of the Past and Other People's Heartache, one of our mixtapes, and that's coming out in the next few months. And yes, yeah, it's all songs we made in one big go last year. And hopefully people like it. It was weird leaving songs off the first version of the album that we absolutely love. And
yeah, that's a total gimme, isn't it? Like, it's like you put out an album or part of the first half and you're like, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that. And then you go, I'll tell you what, let's do it again. Let's add some more.
Well, it was always the plan to do both. Yeah. But equally, if the first album had completely bombed, I don't know if we would have been allowed to put out the second half. So we're grateful that it did all right, and just really excited for people to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, well, on that, in terms of the first half, like, the critical reception has been spectacular. There's the talk is, what's this, consensus is that nearly a decade on from their debut release, Bastille are releasing their best ever music. That must feel pretty nice to be an overnight success all these years later.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a graft, you know, not going to lie. We're so grateful to be able to still be releasing music, to still be touring. Like, the fact that, you know, through lockdown, we were able to, you know, obviously we couldn't tour, but we were still able to make music, to try and, you know, escape in our heads via, the stuff we were doing in the studio. It was such a nice excuse to stay in touch with loads of people and to collaborate online and just have a bit of fun. And I guess we made this album as something to kind of jump around the studio or our bedrooms or like our flats or wherever we were recording in various states of isolation. Like, we made it just to sort of keep ourselves entertained and sane. And so it's nice to have that now, like out in the world, the whole thing.
It certainly resonated with people anyway, and certainly with critics as well. Tell Dan and the band they can stop off at mine for a cup of tea in New Ross when they get off the boat and passing by on the way to Cork. Plenty of parking for the bus from Ivor. Also, they'll look after you for a cup of tea, maybe something stronger, Ivor, as well. And a biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll look after you. Listen, man, best of luck with the gig on Saturday night. We'll all be there doing the AOs for the AOs, AOs, if you need us. Just give us a shout.
Excellent. No, give us the nod. Please come up and join. We need all the help we can get.
I don't think you need to worry about that. That's on Saturday night at Independence. Have a great weekend. And thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Dan Smith from Bastille.
Cheers. Take care.
Bye. Ray Foley. Oh, it all comes full circle, doesn't it? Amory and Marshmello. And FRIENDS, friends. Marshmello, of course, is friends. Well, Bastille did this Bastille song last year that I was talking about. And Bastille, Dan from Bastille was on. And they're performing in Cork this weekend.
What is this wondrous web you weave fully on a daily basis?
It was all planned. There's all little nuggets and it all comes together.
Threads combined. Wow, it's like a Tarantino movie, isn't it?
Yeah, and then by the end of the show something significant will happen in the last 30 seconds. You'll be like, oh, jeez, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Right.
That's the kind of production that we run here. Either that, it was just all fluke, and we just stuck Marshmello on. James and Sit Down. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. And once that was a Paul.
It was Paul, yeah.
Paul in Limerick winning all the cash in the cash machine this afternoon.
I'm Paul.
Nearly 11,000 euro for him. And Matt Cooper will have a new total for you after 4:30 right here on your summer cash machine. We're talking about Batman earlier on. The original 1966 Batman theme. And wasn't it Mark that texted in?
It was, yeah.
He was wondering if, when he was remarking, he finally noticed, it's taken 20 years for this
paint
to drop.
Have you been unmasked now? Well, are we saying you've been unmasked?
It's not a mask. It's a cowl.
Right.
I've been uncowled.
Like, that's what Simon Cowell's named after, is it?
Yeah. Well, when I was working in Cork for 5 years, I'd be walking in the street and people would shout across the road, she's like, Ray, you're some Cowell. I think it was Cowell.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think so. Cliffy and Donegal's been on. He said, what's the difference between Batman and a shoplifter?
I don't know. What's the difference between Batman and a shoplifter, Cliffy?
Batman can go into town without robbing.
Thanks, Cliffy. You did it. Yeah, Max has he noticed that he's never seen me or Bruce Wayne in the same room and jumping to conclusions about my identity or my superhero identity. He's been back on again, actually.
Right. Well, now that the cat's out the bag and everyone knows that you're Batman, I need to know. This is quite important.
Right. Well, I said I was Fat Man, not Batman, but we'll work with the hypothesis.
That Batman suit, is it dry clean or normal machine wash? Love the show, buddy.
Yes, brother. It's just wipeable.
Oh, is it? Yeah, just right, a wipe down.
Just okay. A warm J cloth. A warm, damp J cloth.
Oh, dear. You're going to need to boil that cloth afterwards.
It's mostly curry sauce.
Ray Foley.
Next.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
I swear to God, the passenger foot well of the Batmobile is all takeaway rappers. Miley Cyrus, by the way.
And I'm looking at my wrist and it's a new watch. This the remix.
Latour and Mariah Carey. Today FM. That is indeed the remix. DJ Khaled on that as well. Shouting that that's the remix. Sure, he had some sort of involvement in mixing it then, did he, in the remix?
Yeah, he didn't just stand there shouting in the background, right?
And tell us, DJ Khaled, what exactly makes it a remix? Just shouting, this is a remix over it. Is that it?
In case you hadn't noticed, he knows it's awfully close to the original, so he's just reminding you. It's like one of your impressions, right? We have to say the name of the person you're impersonating.
I can take any song.
Yeah.
And just shout, this the remix.
There you go.
Miley Cyrus, Ray Foley, this the remix.
Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home.
And now I've collaborated with Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Maybe mention a new watch or some new shoes or something in it as well.
Why is that important?
Well, it's what DJ Khaled does.
DJ Khaled mentions his watch and his shoes.
Well, he says at the end of the song, I'm looking at my wrist and it's a new watch.
Oh, right, okay.
Say what you see, DJ Khaled.
All right, okay.
Which boost I like me.
Oh, hang on 1 second, sorry. Please hold, George, bear with. Boop, 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 boop. Right, ready, we'll go from the very beginning. This the remix. I got a new pair of runners. And an Apple Watch, George Ezra in the house.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three.
And now I've remixed George Ezra.
It's impressive. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's got the itch now.
No,
you're just
going to
continue remixing everything.
No. Actually, speaking of DJing, this whole DJing lark is kind of working out for us, which is crazy. Yesterday, we got the news. How do we deal with this? Because in the old days, we used to be like the king of the afternoon, egomania, calling out. Do you remember when we used to get our listenership figures back in the day? Orla, you wouldn't know this. Here's a story. Let me pull up a pew. Let me tell you a story of the good old days.
The yarn.
Right. Big abs and bigara. Here, back in the day, when the listenership figures or the results would come out about how the show was doing. And if we do well, we'd go on and basically spend the time saying that we did well and then slag off our competitors.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And scream about it and like say we're going to fight them and we're beating them. And
obnoxious is the word.
Oh, it was horrific. Yeah. It was embarrassing. It was, by the way, it was hugely enjoyable. But so I've moved on. I'm not that person anymore.
Well, it's strange what being fired will do to a person.
That's it. Perspective, yeah.
Humbling.
It has been humbling. Yeah. But the truth is, we do want to talk about it. I do want to talk about it. And more than anything else, acknowledge the fact that you... Because really, the listenership figures that we got yesterday, up thousands of listeners, like, wonderful, great news for us. A huge boost because, you know, we didn't know if coming back was going to work or if it would work out or people would be cool about it or whatever. And it has worked. It's been brilliant. And the figures yesterday, it said, listenership figures are up thousands, whatever. And really what the results say is that there are thousands of people out there who are willing to put themselves through this feat of endurance for 2.5 hours every day.
There's no better option.
And that is you.
Yeah.
That's you. That's doing that.
this is easy for us. Like, we just show up and waffle and do nonsense. Mm. But for you, you're the one that's really suffering. These are your results. And for that...
It's kind of like going up Croke Patrick in your bare feet and going over the sharp stone. Listening to this show is penance of a sort. If you don't go to confession, just listen to the show and sort of invite some badness into your life for 2.5 hours.
They asked me to write a quote for the newspapers.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. And I wrote it and I sent it over and they wrote back and said, "You're too late." Story of my life. Will I read the quote just so that it's out there then?
Go on then. This is the official word from Ray Foley.
This is no word of a lie. This is me being sincere. "I'm genuinely so grateful and happy to be back on Today FM, and I'm really thrilled that our listeners are happy too with our particular mix of music and nonsense. It's such a huge boost for our new little show. See you at the bar!" Exclamation mark.
That's a nice message.
Aww. And I mean it. So thanks. So that's it. I did it. I acknowledged you and I acknowledged the show doing well without slagging off Ray D'Arcy or Tracy Clifford.
So close.
Oh, sorry.
So close. We were nearly there.
Come at me, Tracy. Come at me.
She fights dirty.
Sure does.
She loves to throw hands.
Handbags at dawn. D-Light grooves in the hand. This is the M.
Some sugar, one sugar and two. Sugar milk, a drop of milk as well, JP.
Oh yeah, please.
Hi, Rachel. Sugar, Room 5, Today FM. Hi, Rachel. Want to say hi from Alvor in Portugal. Alvor in Portugal. Oh, no recession around here. I'm sitting on the balcony listening to Today FM. Say hi to all the kids at home. Love the show. Hey, from Creva and Jerry Curran. Hi, Creva and Jerry. Lads, can I get a wee hello and happy 10th wedding anniversary to my wife, Jenny. Hugs and kisses from Damon Dundalk. Oh, and love the show. Hey. Congrats, guys. Many happy returns and lots of love to Jenny. And yeah, on our listenership figures. Like I've said every day, so, you know, since we started back here in February. Can you even believe that we're back? Like, we
low expectations. Yeah.
We get to do this again. We're having the best time, and if we're, you know, that people that anyone's listening is a joy to us. So, and we're just here to have a good time, and hopefully you have a good time too. And thanks for listening. Al has sent his congratulations by way of a voice note for us as well. 0874 100 102. Al, what is it, pal?
It's absolutely amazing what being on the same time as Ray D'Arcy would do for your ratings.
Alex.
Oh, Alex.
We don't do that anymore. We're nice now. We've had a rebrand, man.
Gavin James at Today FM.
That's our All-Irish Track of the Week on Today FM this week. Gavin James and Novocaine, his new song. And it's great. He's got a new album as well.
Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Gavin James James, where Gavin James performs as James and sit down in Gavin James James.
We're out of time, I'm afraid. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have yourself a lovely evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Ray Foley.
Adios, my friend.